Unit 2. Legends and Festivals. A. Exercise 8, page 13. The City of Dragons. Every June, the people of Krakow, Poland, hold the Dragon Parade. Find out what Lisa Harris thought of it all as she meets a fire-breathing dragon and sees a legend brought to life.
At first, I thought it was just a dragon sculpture on the banks of the Vistula River. But while I was taking photos of it, it suddenly roared into life and blew flames into the sky. It nearly scared me to death. I couldn't believe my eyes. Were they making a film? Cassia, my guide, just laughed, calmed me down, and told me about the Vavil dragon. Legend has it that in the days when Krakow used to be the main city of Poland, Vavil Castle was home to King Krakus and his daughter, the princess. These were dangerous times. A terrible dragon was living in a cave nearby and attacking Krakow's residents, as well as their cattle and sheep. King Krakus offered his daughter in marriage to anyone who killed the dragon. The brave men of Krakow set off hoping to win the princess, but the dragon had each of them for dinner. Near the castle, Skuba the shoemaker was working hard when he heard about the king's offer. He wasn't a fighter, but he was very clever, and he came up with a plan. He took the skin of a sheep, filled it with sulfur, and left it outside the dragon's cave. The dragon ate it hungrily, but the sulfur made the dragon extremely thirsty. It was so thirsty that it drank all the water in the river. In fact, it drank so much that it burst. And with the dragon dead, the shoemaker married the princess. Now that I knew the legend, I was ready to enjoy this amazing event. Everywhere I turned, there were different activities celebrating the culture of Krakow. Then all of a sudden, the sky exploded as the fireworks display began. It was the start of the spectacular open-air show. Huge dragon-shaped balloons soared into the sky, surrounded by smoke and colorful lasers. There were dragon boats on the river, too. I've never seen anything like it. It totally blew me away. The day after, the Old Town Parade took place. There was dancing and juggling, and local bands were playing folk music. Also, the streets were packed with people dressed up in imaginative costumes, like characters from the legend. Many of them were marching through the town with handmade dragon puppets, each hoping to win the best dragon contest. There were also lots of street stalls selling pierogi. It's a traditional dish from Poland, similar to a filled dumpling. They were absolutely delicious, one of the many highlights of my trip to this amazing city.